Hello.
Hi, good morning, Steven.
Hey.
Hi, this is Alex. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Well, it's Friday. I've got the news from the title company that you were able to sign the closing documents yesterday. So, I just wanted to give you a call and say congratulations. I'm glad that everything has been taken care of. Good news as well is that our partner Nathan also signed the closing documents this morning. And kind of wanted to ask if you have like the tenant cell number so, we can reach out to him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, can we not do that until like the 1st of November? It's 'cause I had talked to Forrest about that before and he said that shouldn't be a problem. I would like to explain it to him myself, but I'm going to need a little bit more time and I don't think it would be a problem for you guys to wait till then.
I can definitely communicate that with the team. So what I'm hearing you saying is that you need until November the 1st because you wanted to talk to your tenants first to communicate that, the property was already sold.
Right. I would like to explain it to them, and I know that they're out of town. I was going to say November the 1st is next Friday. I would really like to have it until the Monday, which is not should not be a problem because money hasn't hit anywhere yet. The dust really has settled. So I think that, if we could do that, that would be really good for me on my end, if that is possible, because I don't think you guys need to. There's no rush about it because, like I said, the documents haven't even, the money hasn't been transferred yet, none of that, and it's all worked out. But if I could have that amount of time, that would be great because I had counted on, Forrest had sent me something the other day that we weren't going to close until the 31st, and then it got pushed up the way it was kind of supposed to, and that kind of messed up my time frame just a little bit. It didn't, but it did. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. Well, I can communicate that with the team absolutely. So you said you need until October the 1st, or actually November the 1st, but you want us to like reach out to the tenant not until November the 4th, is what I'm hearing you saying.
That would be Monday. Yeah, that would really, really be great. That's after Halloween. I know that they're back. I can get in front of them and kind of do it the right way. If that would be good, I mean, if you could do that for me, that would be great.
And you
Because I
said
know
that
y'all
they're
had
out
to
of
send a
town?
letter. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I said I know y'all have to send like a letter, notifying them and all that. But I think you have like what 30 or 40 days to do that. But yeah, I mean, and I need to meet probably Forrest somewhere. I've got to give him once the money and all that has been transferred, I got to give him the key and I got to give him this little, booklet of, how he pays the maintenance fee and all that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's going to need that. I'll have to meet him somewhere and give him that because you got to have that and he'll have to call the homeowners association and explain to them that they have to mail him the new, the maintenance fee thing, because it only goes for 12 months and then they mail you new ones and they'll be mailing it to me if he's got to call and explain it. It's like payment slips or whatever.
I get what you mean by that. So I'm going to communicate that. I'll probably reach out to Nathan. Nathan is actually our partner, as well, who signed the contract, who made the deal with us, to buy the property. So I would say, like the money, usually it will be processed within like 24 to 48 hours after the closing documents have been signed, like just the
Right.
recording. So if it's not going to hit your account today, it's either going to be Monday, just to be
Oh,
on
okay.
the safe side.
Yeah, she said, the lady at the title place said that I probably wouldn't even see the money until next Wednesday.
Gotcha.
That's just what she said. So that's why I was thinking if you know, if I can be allotted that amount of time, that would be great. And I had mentioned that to Forrest when we got into this. I said, I'll need a little time to get it straight on my end whenever we close. And then, you know, the dates kept changing on the closing. And the last thing I got from him was Halloween. And I was like, okay. And then the lady called and said, well, we got the stuff over here. All you got to do is come and sign it. We managed to get it done. So it kind of threw my time frame off from what I had planned.
I understand. Right. You're correct with that. I would agree that we initially told you that it's going to be either on the 31st, end of month, but we actually tried to, you know, do like a work if we can like make it earlier. That's why we pushed it today, which is the 25th. But I understand your concern. What I'm going to do is, again, I'll communicate with the team. Are you comfortable in providing the contact information just for a reference, you know, when we're ready?
Well, when you're ready, yeah, I'll give you all the contact. But I'll give it to you when you're ready. But I prefer, I don't want to give it to you now and something slip through the cracks and somebody calls that is not informed, and then I'm hung out to dry.
I understand. Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm working with you guys. That's kind of the last little request that I had. And like I said, Forrest, he might remember that conversation, but that was a long time ago when I was talking to him, like, it seemed like every day.
Right. Okay.
That should not be a problem. So,
okay. I'm just so glad that I'm having this conversation with you, Stephen. I will definitely communicate this with our team. And then I guess I'll reach out to you November the 1st.
You can call me back before then to make sure everything is smooth and what. And I'll probably... We need to talk to each other when money hits and everything, make sure everything went down the way it was supposed to as well.
Okay. And you said that the title company said that Insider are going to be, like, not later than Wednesday.
That's basically what they said. They said it's normally two or three mm-hmm. business days. And, you know, it closes today. They're not going to get it in the system today, more than likely. I mean, not for that. It does, the wheels don't turn quite that fast in that business, I don't think. But, you know, we'll see. But that's just what she said.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I'll communicate that. But thank you for bringing that up to our attention. Stephen, I will reach out to you, I guess, end of week to see if you were able to talk with the seller. But, you know, if you were able to communicate with him, I know you said that he's on vacation or out of town.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, if you want to call me, say Monday or something, and let's see where the funds are, if everything hit, you know, so the dust will settle on our end before we cross that next bridge. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let's do that. Hey, is that good for you?
Well, I'm actually just a messenger, so I'm gonna relay that information to the team, and then I'll explain your situation with them, that you need time to at least talk to the tenant first before, you know, handing out the keys to us.
Right, and that's not going to be a problem. I mean, it's just, you know, a little extra time, but I want to do it the right way. And like I said, we can't really do anything anyway until all the funds have been transferred. And see, I'm working on the time frames that they had said, and I'm still, like I said, I'm pushed. I'm glad it happened, but mm-hmm. I'm pushed because of the fact that I was counting then. I moved everything that I needed to move around to the 31st, and then it happened mm-hmm. early. So it messed up all my plans. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. So I guess I'll reach out to you. I'll check as well with the title company, with the attorneys, if you're able to, you know, distribute the funds. And it's actually okay. I think, like, just based on my opinion, it's okay with Forrest, but my worry is that our partner, who's we're doing the deal with, Nathan, We have to let him know that that's the current situation. But I'm just hoping that, you know, he would understand. Nathan is a good person, so.
Right. Well, I mean, he's your partner, and I understand that, but I was dealing with Forrest and you. I wasn't dealing with him.
Right. I understand.
So, and I'm sure he's a good person and all that, and I'm not asking for a whole lot here. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking for the time, because my closing date has been pushed around and danced around, and, you know, when you called me, they said they were having problems getting this and that, and, you know, it didn't seem like it was going to happen, and then it happened early, and I'm at I'm put in a little bit more of a spot now. I've been put in a spot a lot for this deal, having to go over there and get the signature that they're not on a deal and all that, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
Make him understand that I had to do some things, and I need a favor to get it straight my way so I can feel like I did the right thing.
I understand, and I'm on your side. So I'll go ahead and do my best to work with our partner. I think, like, just personally, Forrest is okay with it, but we'll have to communicate that with our partner. So they're going to be back, you think, next week, and do you think you'll be able to communicate with them, like, next week?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking at October, actually November the 4th. If you're able to talk to them next week, are you able to hand the keys over to us?
Oh, absolutely. I can. Yeah,
November.
Yeah, yeah. I can definitely do that. Yeah, that's not going to be a problem.
Great. Okay. I'll communicate that, Stephen, and if there's, like, anything else that we need. I understand that you're not comfortable in providing the number of the tenant right now. I got your point with that, so.
Yeah, and that's not I just don't want somebody to slip through the cracks and, oh, well, let me call these guys, and then I'm screwed.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
So that's easy enough, but. Yeah, it's not a problem. I mean, I don't think that's a big deal.
Well,
because, like I said, we've jumped around, and, mm-hmm. you know, I had my plans the way I was going to do it after the 31st, and then it got moved up. That's not my fault it got moved up. You know, it was one of those things that we were looking at to do it earlier than that, and I had a plan for that, and now I had to change everything around quite a few times. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. I will communicate that with our partner and also with Forrest and with B. I know you spoke to B in the past as well. So
yeah.
I appreciate you bringing that up. And I guess I'll say congratulations again, Stephen. And I'll check back in next week.
Yeah, call me Monday, and thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.